Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I try to live my life every day, keep out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt, 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 a big fat stinking cunt.
She's cunt.
Said and true, but you tell you, you're a motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 a motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from the edit, oh, you're a big fat stinking cunt. I try to be real nice, say it twice, be real nice, even though it is hard to keep up this facade. And now I see, dearie me, what an asshole this would be.
Big hassle.
Don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 a big fat stinking cunt.
You cunt.
You say it ain't true, but I'm here to tell you, you're a motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 a motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from your head to your toes, you're a big fat stinking cunt. Why don't you shut that scabby cunt mouth before I fuck up your face? Try to be real nice, say it twice, good advice, even though it's futile, fucking imbecile. I don't know why I try to deny this nagging itch. You maniac, gonna get you back, you fucking son of a bitch. You are a cunt, 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 a big fat stinking cunt. Say it ain't true when you tell me you're a motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from your details, you're a big fat stinking cunt.
Well, scientists are also using technology to better understand a rare disorder called PMO.
In short, it causes people to see demonic faces everywhere. Researchers at Dartmouth, they created a digital representation of what one person has been experiencing. The resulting images just published in a medical journal out of the blue. The man started noticing that people's faces around him looked like their ears, noses, and mouths were stretched back and other things were distorted. Scientists don't know the cause of PMO, but the patient in the study did suffer both carbon monoxide poisoning and a head injury. That's a lot. That's all about the
life. Welcome back. We're back in the saddle. It's Tuesday, and it's another episode of CUNT, also known as the Conspiracy Underground News Team. If you want this episode in its entirety with no commercials and also the video, go to patreon.com. Okay, patreon.com/mythirdeyepodcast or patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast. My tiers are set up a little bit different than Ryan's. Mine, $5 gets you all the video and all the full-length episodes. Ryan's is set up a little different. I forget exactly how his is. I'm a $10 supporter, you know, because I like what the guy does. And, you know, if you want to be a $10 supporter of mine, feel free to do that as well. But again, go to Patreon, support both of us, and you know, we love bringing these news shows to you each and every week. They're so much fun, there's so much news, and sometimes you just sit back and you're like, man, how can you sit down and pick one cunt of the week? Like, really? Holy man. But we do, and we love doing it. Also, all the other plugs, real quick, purepetwellness.com, either enter DWP or ghost at checkout, you get 20% off your entire order. DangerousWorldPodcast.com for your t-shirts and conspiracy themed soap. Okay, you just dropped the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme t-shirt and going to be working on more for the Conspiracy Underground News Team. So all those plugs said, let's get into the news and what you're really here for. And that's not all these plugs right up front. So sit back and enjoy. And like always, you know when we'll see you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground news team and the tag team champions of the podcast world. I'm the lunatic fringe, the left lip ghost, and with me as always is the radical one, the right lip, Ryan Dean. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, man. You seem slower on that one. Are you trying to slow it down a little bit?
I was trying a little bit because I was doing three things at once, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Now, I just tried to go live on my Instagram, and I am not allowed.
Oh, you know what? I bet you got fucking dinged last week then.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid, man. Like, how many followers do you have on yours?
Like 1,200 or something like that.
So, I mean, it's a good amount. I don't understand. Like, mine, it's almost to 5,000, which is nothing. But it's like they act like I'm fucking, you know, breaking all kinds of news. It's wild. It's very frustrating. So I've gotten banned about 4 times from going live, and I don't understand why. I'm not doing anything crazy. People are allowed to show their tits on Instagram these days, and I can't get out here and talk about, you know, dick monkeys. So whatever.
Which is a great band out of Arizona, I heard.
Yeah, they're getting big, dude.
Are they?
But what's going on with you, man? They're growing.
They're growing.
What's going on with you out there in Pennsylvania?
Oh, not much, man. Got some Chinese food today. I was just craving it. That and some egg rolls ever since you said you made some egg rolls with the, the old corned beef brisket and what have you. So, yeah, it was just a pretty relaxing, quiet weekend. Didn't really do much. The weather kind of just, it was typical for this time of year. It was chilly and what have you. But other than that, just chilled. Watched a somewhat older movie. It was from like 2017, I think. It was called The American Assassin, which was a pretty good show. It had Michael Keaton in it, who played Beetlejuice. And for those that you don't know, there's a new movie coming out. The Juice is Loose. Beetlejuice is coming out. So I'm kind of looking forward. I might actually see if the wife wants to go see that in the theaters.
Is it called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice? Like, did they say Beetlejuice twice in the title? Because that's what I heard.
They might. Because when it comes up, it'll say from the mind of Tim Burton, it'll say Beetlejuice, and then the Beetlejuice separates into Beetlejuice on top and one on bottom.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious if they were doing that like that or not.
But
I had a great weekend over here, man. Nice. Solid time.
Good.
Had a bunch of fun.
Any fights? Yeah,
dude, I got a ton of information to run through, so I do want to get into it, but I want to try and find, I want to start off with something. I got some more information about the eclipse, which we'll kind of do that later on.
Okay.
Because we've started out with that.
I have that one clip that I sent you that you wanted me to save for this week, the one that kind of confused you.
Okay.
So we'll play that along when you do yours.
And I can follow that up with something that explains what that guy is talking about.
Oh, good. Good.
The one with the sun. And it holds up with the flat earth model. It does not hold up with the round earth model. So that's kind of cool because the shadow goes the opposite way of a light, right? So, it's interesting when you break it down. But let's just jump right into it here, dude. We got a lot of shit. So
let's do it.
My thing that I wanted to start with, dude, it's not really a clip. It is something that Kim found, and there's all kinds of stuff online about it. If I were to tell you that there was a company that had a Moloch conference, what company do you think that would be?
A Moloch conference? Microsoft.
Moloch. Microsoft?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe X.
No.
Meta?
Verizon. Verizon has a Moloch conference. Isn't that fucking weird?
That is weird.
So the third annual was supposed to be, I believe, in 2019. I'm trying to find this Instagram post. That's why I'm kind of moving slow here. But it talks about all this really wild shit. So there's Veri. You know how Verizon starts with V-E-R-I, Veri. Mm-hmm. In Turkish, Veri means data. And then they say that the Eisen, if you scramble those words, you move I and Z, you switch places, that's Zion, right? So data, Zion, there's some interesting little things there. But right away when you go online, you try and search this this Moloch conference. I'm going to type this in and then I'll show you what happens. Verizon Moloch conference. You got to sound it out when you're spelling it.
You're as bad as me.
Oh yeah, dude. And especially if I'm trying to talk and type and shit like that too. So look, I will share the screen. And when you pull this up, man, you can see this yourself. Share. Boom. All right, you see this. So we're on Verizon's actual website. Verizon, http://verizon.com/about-news, Verizon Media, all this shit. Mm-hmm. Verizon Media will host the third annual Moloch conference. You click this. This is back from 2019. You click this, and Verizon tells you, once this loads, that the content has been removed.
Why would that's they remove weird, it?
Dude. Well, I don't think that enough people knew what Moloch was back in 2019. But since the Great Awakening, a lot of people know about this.
God, thank God for Q.
And it's fucked up. Yeah, thank God for Q. I mean, they really came through. It's the second coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just find that really interesting, man, that this company out there, you know, obviously we know that they're not on the up and up, but it's very interesting that they're having this Moloch conference.
Right.
And so for anyone out there,
maybe for newer listeners that don't know who Moloch was or is, he was a god that people sacrificed children to. They do it at the cremation of care out in the Bohemian Grove. You know, it's kind of that dark side of, you know, religion, I guess you could say, to break it down in a nutshell.
Yeah, and it seemed like one of those old, like the old pagan gods that the, you know, if you're a Christian, this is like the reason that God flooded the earth and shit like that, right?
But kinda, yeah.
People were worshiping gods like this and doing horrible things like that, you know, sacrificing kids to this god. There's all kinds of images online. I can actually pull up some images for the viewers. Which screen are you seeing right now? You seeing the
one you're scrolling on?
You see me scroll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we'll pull up Moloch real quick. Pull up our good motor. Moloch.
Moloch. Right,
Moloch here. And it's creepy. A lot of people say he's an owl. A lot of people say, you know, he's a bull. But yeah, this is him. And supposedly there was a, you know, old statue, hollowed out like bronze bull. The belly was hollow. And they'd like coals under it. And they'd throw, I mean, it's horrible to talk about, but they'd throw like children, usually infants,
yeah,
in this burning thing. It's disgusting. It's basically like this, you know, they portray it really well here. But yeah, it's horrible, man. So dark stuff, but strange that Verizon has that. And you know how like sometimes I'll do these posts since I'm a big foodie. I love food.
Mm.
Unhealthy food, healthy food, whatever. I like it.
I didn't know you even knew how to cook.
I know, I never talk about it, right? I'll post these things about like what's your favorite fries from the favorite fast food place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these cucks out here will be like, I don't need any of that poison, right? It's so fucking annoying. Like, we get it. You're great. You're better than all of us. That's cool. If any of you guys have Verizon and you don't change your plan, you're a piece of shit.
Well,
so, I mean, I can eat fries, but hey, if you're supporting a company that has a Moloch conference, you're a fucking dirtbag piece of shit. So if you're going to give me shit about eating fucking French fries from McDonald's, and I actually don't like McDonald's, but I'll eat In-N-Out.
I'm glad you brought this up, because I have a clip on McDonald's fries.
Ooh, let's see it. I know that they never freaking go bad.
No, but it is funny because, you know, honestly, I have Verizon. You know, it's just one of those, they have the best coverage out here. I didn't know about this Moloch thing, but, you know, it's no different than people wanting to say, oh, we got to get rid of fossil fuels while they're holding a cell phone in their hand or wearing clothes on their back made of, you know, polyester, which is a derivative of petroleum, or driving their cars, or using their smartphones that are created by child slave labor in other countries. So, you know.
Well, you're also a live and let live type person. So when I post shit like that, or if anyone were to post it, obviously if I were to post it, you would go along with it because we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if some stranger were to post it, you wouldn't virtue signal by commenting on there talking about how great you are because you don't eat the fries.
No.
So that's just one thing. Like the people that comment that kind of shit and then they still support Verizon and use their, you know, child sacrifice based network. Hey, take a look in the mirror before you start talking about fucking French fries. I don't know why that pissed me off today, but I just thought about that. I was like, I guarantee you one of these pricks has Verizon as a cell phone carrier, but that doesn't matter. So anyway, let's see this McDonald's clip before I just start going off the rails.
All right.
What my podcasting is going to turn more and more into is just me talking shit and ranting.
Hey, nothing That's wrong really with that. You need to bring back the Ryan rants. Those were good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed them, but I stumbled across this and found it a little bit interesting on McDonald's French fries. You know, this kind of goes back to when we pulled up the Chick-fil-A chicken and the Popeye's chicken and what have you, that clip about all the chemicals and stuff.
Okay.
McDonald's used to cook in tallow, but then an eccentric millionaire in the 1990s convinced them that tallow was somehow contributing to heart disease.
Sokolov shouts, "That's not true. Your fries are cooked in animal fat." The McDonald's guy gets flustered, tries to say something. Sokolov doesn't let him finish.
It's vegetable and
they
beef
are 90-95% beef tallow.
It's vegetable that, and that beef come shortening. From your company.
When in fact the seed oils that they replace the tallow with are the actual contributors to heart disease. Regardless, it is a tragedy that McDonald's no longer cooks their fries in tallow. These fries have 19 ingredients in these fries. They are cooked in 4 different types of seed oils: corn, soybean, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, which is going to have a lot of trans fats, and canola oil. What else is in here? Dimethyl polysiloxane. It's a huge word. It's an anti-foaming agent used in the oils and the fryers. It's a silicone derivative that is also found in Silly Putty.
Wow.
So there are Silly Putty ingredients in your French fries, but we're not done yet. They also contain THBQ, a chemical preservative, which is associated with cancers in lab animals and is a reason that many foods cannot be sold at healthy grocery stores like Whole Foods. In fact, Whole Foods will not sell Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Reese's Pieces because they contain THBQ. But they're fine in the McDonald's French fries. And the salt at McDonald's, well, I'm going to tell you the secret ingredient, the salt at McDonald's at the end, guys, but you won't believe it. The salt at McDonald's actually has 3 ingredients. Stay tuned. The French fries at McDonald's are their biggest seller over a year.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
That was the end of the clip. It was a two-part clip, but I only grabbed the first part.
Oh, because, yeah, I was waiting for the secret of the salt. What's in the salt?
I don't know. I never went on to investigate more of it because I was so infatuated or fascinated with the French fries because it took me back to, was it Diane or was it Victoria that sent a clip on how McDonald's gets their fries and harvests their fries and all the chemicals that are sprayed on them. We covered it probably maybe close to a year ago. And now here we are, French fries again, you know, McDonald's. Shocker. I mean, it's all fast food. It's all junk. It was not healthy for us to begin with. Although, you know, I'm guilty. I get in a pinch sometimes and, you know, I'm on the road. I stop and I'll get a Big Mac sometimes. You know, it's just one of those things.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. There's not. I do remember as a kid the French fries tasting different. I don't know when they switched over their oil, but I do remember my mom saying about it, and she's like, yeah, the French fries just don't taste like they used to. They used to have like a sweeter taste, but looking back on it, yeah, that beef tallow will give it that kind of like sweeter, meatier taste, you know, frying in it, kind of like lard gives something, you know, you're frying something in lard, it's going to give it a even better flavor. So I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy how they change all these chemicals and they're like, oh, fried foods, you can't eat anything at grease. No shit. Look at the shit you're frying it in. You know, go back to frying it in lard and beef tallow and you're not going to probably have half the heart problems and shit.
Well, they show this in that show Breaking Bad. I don't know if you ever got around to watching that, but they show there's a scene where, you know, these people that are working at these fast food places at the highest levels and making the recipes, they're not chefs, they're scientists. Like they're trying to figure out chemical reactions that make those foods more addicting. So it's not a chef that's making those foods at all. It's a fucking mad scientist, essentially. So yeah, man, they're gonna take these things, beef tallow. I mean, anything you overdo anything, it's gonna be unhealthy. But undeniably, dude, if you're eating beef tallow, that's a natural thing. That's got to be more healthy than seed oils.
Oh, so, absolutely. Dude, seed oils.
They just make it sound healthier by calling it vegetable oil, right? It's really rapeseed, it's called, which doesn't sound appealing. But yeah,
why? No, and wasn't vegetable oil first invented to like fatten up like poultry and shit? Where that's what they ended up giving them to fatten them up or beef? I don't know. It was a byproduct of something, and then somehow we got convinced that let's have humans cook in it, and because it says vegetable on it, they'll think it's healthy.
Yeah, it's strange, man. It's definitely weird. Okay, moving on to some other things. So Tyson has been sending me a lot of great stuff, and I got two clips. They're not really related, but very interesting. So first one that I'll start with, this is just a PSA for anyone out there, especially people here in, you know, the Southwest. Do you guys have scorpions out there?
No.
No scorpions?
Nope. That's they're a desert creature.
Arachnid. Okay. Well then we'll this is for our people that are like in the South here. Southwest, I should say. Very interesting information though. I think you'll still find this to be kind of cool. So here we go. Scorpion information here.
Just found this little scorpion here on the sand dune. And I thought I'd tell you a quick little fact about scorpions that may save your life one day. So these guys on their back have their own little anti-venom unique to each scorpion. And the benefit of that is if you get tagged, you can rub their back on where they bit you and the irritation will go away. And if you are anaphylactic, it could potentially save your life. Now, the reason they have that is so if they're accidentally walking along or fighting or something and they accidentally prick themselves, they don't die. So, yeah, really neat little trick about scorpions. And, yeah, might save your life one day. Enjoy. Look after him.
Kind of cool, right? Good to know.
That is cool. I never knew that, that they carried their own anti-venom. Because I remember being over in the desert. We were kind of terrified because you had camel spiders and scorpions and shit. And you're like, fuck, you know, I don't want to get bit. You hear all these horror stories. And, you know, now you know. Just rub their back on the wound and... You would heal. Yes.
Well, dude, so I've lived out here in my whole life, Tucson, Arizona. I lived in my whole life. Never been bit by a scorpion, knock on wood. Never been fucking bit by a snake. I guess scorpions sting you, but never been bitten by like a rattlesnake or anything. I've seen several. My dogs, I hope to God never get bit by a fucking rattlesnake or catch a Colorado River toad. But dude, fucking Kim, you know, like the limited time that she spends out here, she has gotten stung by a scorpion, dude, in my front yard. Like, there's just some people like that kind of float through life cluelessly. And that's what she did, dude. And she just like, I mean, I don't understand how you can really get bit by these things unless there's one in your bed or something like that, right? Or like, you know, a freaking spider fell out of a pair of my underwear the other day when I was getting out of the shower. But it was just a wolf spider. It wasn't anything crazy. But like, dude, actually outside, like, you know, picking shit up off the ground, I've never, as a kid, never been freaking bit by any of these things or stung. So, I mean, some people, you know, they just don't pay attention. Actually, one time, dude, quick story. Kim was washing her car outside on the side of the house. And she, you know, you turn the faucet on. Sometimes it leaks out of there, right? Mm-hmm. It'll leak a little bit. In the middle of the summer, if you put water out like that, snakes just flock to it, dude. Oh, all kinds of different snakes will just swarm to that shit. So randomly, you know, she's washing her car and I come outside like, you know, midway through it. And she just happened to be done. I was like, well, I'll go turn the water off, you know, and like I walk over there and this snake, dude, a rattlesnake is drinking out of that puddle, just barely sticking out from under my house. And his head's there. It was hard to see. But my eyes just go right to that shit. I don't know. It's weird. It's a thing that I've kind of always had when we're hunting. I could always spot like animals far out in the distance. Shit's too symmetrical when there's an animal there, right? It's weird. And you almost, if you're paying attention, you almost get like a feeling, like, you know, that feeling when someone's watching you or something, or someone's staring at you, you pick up on that. You get that same feeling when you're around a snake. So they are hard to see, but if you just pay the slightest bit of attention, you can pick up on that stuff. It's funny, man, that some people just can't do that.
Yeah. It is weird that, cause I'm kind of like you, you know, you go out in the woods and, you know, my eyes are glued to the ground and all around, you know, just picking up and observing everything and, you know, looking at tracks and just trying to, you know, read what the forest is kind of saying to you as you're walking through either hunting or hiking. And, you know, you just kind of, I don't know, it's weird not to have an eye for that. That's just me.
It does seem very strange. Okay, now this is the second thing from, oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to say Farm Fresh USA posted in the chat that Food Lies documentary, Sugar is in the Salt and Chemicals, Fathead documentary, and they use tallow from animal fat in the Doritos Effect, scientist hired by Kellogg's. So I just wanted to get that out there. They seem to put out some good information when it comes to you know, growing your own food and, you know, living off proper resources.
Yeah, I mean, that's important. You know, obviously, like, I talk a lot of shit about people that bash on people for eating processed foods every once in a while. But it's one of those things, dude, like processed foods, man, there's no problem in eating those every once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, they're legitimately, is nothing wrong with eating them rarely. It's when you eat it every day or even like weekly or monthly. But I mean, dude, treating yourself, especially if you're drunk at night and you want something, fucking live your life a little bit, man.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, this is really interesting and weird. And then I got the last thing that I'll show from Tyson is just this really cool kind of fun thought experiment. And, you know, maybe we can even save it for the end. But I will share this weird graphic video, horribly scary stuff. And I saved this. Don't pull this up and share it with everyone. I saved this. I mean, this is something else right here. I'll show you that when we're done.
That's AI.
No, it's not.
No?
No. That's just how hot she is. So I'll pull this graphic up real quick and let me know what you think. Right. We saw this a little while ago too, but here we go.
I'm on the intersection of 7th and G Street after a man is in custody after a witness said he was eating a detached leg. You heard that right. Kern County Sheriff's Office tells us that that detached leg came from a person hit by a train in this area this morning. We aren't sure what led to that deadly train crash, but we can confirm that one person is dead. No word on their identity.
That's it.
I'm on the internet.
I mean,
what the fuck?
Wild, man. You remember when that happened in Florida?
When the guy ate the dude's face?
Yeah, he was alive when he ate the guy's poor guy's face, but this guy, you know, found a person that got hit by a train, and it's like a calf and a foot, and you can barely make it out there. I don't know if you could see it with your small screen because I have this program, but dude, yeah, it's like a calf and a foot, and the guy sees that he's being filmed, and he turns around and like growls, like he like roars at the person filming.
He's like a feral,
wild man,
feral human.
Yeah, it's weird. And I guess there's been like reports of this kind of stuff going on in Haiti, which is kind of the breeding ground of zombies, right? Mm-hmm. Like they say that like zombie, I forget what they call it, but turning someone into a zombie is like a felony there. Mm-hmm. They fully believe in it. And I've seen some wild videos when I was like deep down the zombie rabbit hole of like people making zombies and shit. It's pretty freaking wild. So
what's that disease you get wild from eating human flesh too much? Is it kuru?
Kuru.
Yeah. That's weird.
You can get it from eating like, it's mostly from brain. Like if you eat brain or you drink blood. So you can even get it when you're eating animals, shit like that too. Okay. But, you know, you talk to people like that Ryan Alexander guy that talks with Matt and myself quite a bit. If you do that stuff properly, you cook it properly, it's really good for you. Mm-hmm. So, or, you know, I maybe even eating it raw is good for you, but again, anything can be overdone, man. So, weird shit. And then I'll show this, man. This is the last thing I'll show from Tyson. I'll ping it over to you. This is cool, man. These are different drugs as, like, demons. And I thought this was just really cool. Again, just cool to think about. And the alcohol one's kind of interesting. I know that that's our drug of choice, but check this out. Different drugs. Cocaine.
Oh.
Cannabis. Kind of looks cool. Psilocybin. Alcohol. Ketamine.
Now they're pretty spot on.
And some PCP. Mescaline. I mean, those are cool, dude.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
What was your favorite? Wow. I like the psilocybin dude. He just looked like a...
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Just the artwork with it. But all the other ones, like especially the alcohol, you think of like a demon type, you know, the spirits, you know, this and that. Pretty spot on when you break down their name and put it in imagination and what have you to it, and out pops an AI-generated art piece. I thought they were pretty damn cool.
Yeah, dude, I usually don't really care too much about those AI-generated art things, but I thought it was kind of cool, and I'd seen it several times, and then Tyson sent it over, so I was like, maybe this is kind of a cool thing to show. You're not hearing me cough, right? I'm muting when I'm coughing, but I don't know how this works. Have you heard me cough?
I haven't heard you cough. Are you muting on your Rodecaster, or are you...
No, I'm muting it here on this thing. I just want to make sure it works. Okay. So I fucking hit... There's some dum-dums that cough right into the mic out there.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, man, what do you got just to kind of go? I know you said that you had something that we talked about already, and that would tee me up too for, you know, some eclipse shit.
Okay, we can go into the eclipse. I have this one clip here.
Excited. I'm excited to see what happens. You know what I mean?
Me too. At this point, it's like, okay, whatever. All right.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
No, not at all. All right, here it is.
Let's see.
I went to public school. So before you come for me, if I make any mistakes in this video, watch your mouth. I am very sensitive about my art.
What is this? To my understanding, if I'm wrong, you can tell me in the comments, this is a compass. The compass points to the magnetic north, which emulates in a way the North Star. But that's not the only thing that we go through celestially to know where we're at. And this is where I'm going with this. Check this out. Now, when we look at the map, where are we on the map? America. If I'm correct, am I correct to say that we are in the west of the map? That the whole United States of America is on the west. And then when you break out the United States of America, California is the west coast, right? And New York is the east coast. Am I correct? And everything along the shoreline of New York is the east coast, and everything along the shoreline of California is the west coast, and you know, from the middle out. So we understand that the sun rises east, right? Like the North Star points north, the sun rises east, right? Check this. Every day, the sun, moon, planets, and stars appear to rise in the east, and they set in the west. Actually, these celestial bodies aren't moving that fast, but the Earth is blah, blah, blah. This is for you globers and thinking that we're hurtling through space. But I'm talking about the movement of the celestial bodies, right? So we have this eclipse coming on April 8th. And if you notice on the eclipse, that the eclipse starts down in New Mexico, Texas area. But the sun rises on the east. On this side of the map, the sun comes up on this side of the world, right? Right? Am I correct? If the sun rises on the east, and this is west and east, the sun will be rising on this side of the map. Am I correct to say that, right? But the sun is not rising here. It is. Funny. I don't know if it is or not, because at 1:43 Eastern time, the sun is going to start taking this path, right? And so at 2:43, it's going to be right here where I'm pointing my finger, and it's going to be at its point of totality with the moon, where it's going to be blacked out. And then it's going to keep making its way east. How is the sun that rises east and sets west going from west to east? Am I correct or am I wrong to say this is all I want to know? This is for entertainment purposes. This is for educational purposes. This is for understanding purposes. This is just, you know, Whether you believe we are on a flat earth or a globe earth, we can all agree that the sun rises on the east and sets on the west. This is the east, this is the west. The sun's path, whether it's this way or that way or that way, it comes from the east to west.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, that dude's hilarious. I love when people say earth.
Earth.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
We live speaking on planet of earth, earth. When I used to work at the boot camp, unfortunately, it was primarily, there was all different kids of ethnicity, but the black kids always made me laugh, right? Because they were, I need some toothpaste, right? T-O-O-F. So in the supply cabinet, I started labeling everything, and I actually labeled it toothpaste, and dude, they loved it. They thought that, and then every kid after that, it didn't matter what color they were, like, yeah, yeah, senior drill, can I get some toothpaste? I'm like, yeah, you can get some toothpaste.
Were you about to say, unfortunately, there was a lot of black guys there at the beginning? Because you were like, unfortunately, and then you like changed.
Yeah, I was, because, you know, you think, because it's junior or juvenile corrections. So, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to stereotype. I thought
you were talking about when you were in the military.
No, it was juvenile corrections. So, and it was a boot camp based program, but
sure,
you know, and it sucked, but you know,
yeah,
you try to help.
That is unfortunate.
You try to help all the kids, but it was just, you know, you try to make little lights and, you know, have fun with them and this and that. And, you know, especially like haircut time, they get a haircut every 2 weeks, you know, you give someone a mohawk or carve something in their head and, you know, just for a little bit. And then, you know, you got to shave it all off, but, you know, just give them some sense of humor every now and again.
Yeah. No, yeah, that is definitely unfortunate. It would just be funny if you were like, unfortunately, there was a lot of black guys in my battalion or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that just would be way, way worse to say. Okay, so check this out, man. Sticking with the eclipse, because, you know, Victoria's really been paying attention to this a lot and sending me all kinds of shit about it, which I think is really cool. One person I haven't heard from that's been paying a lot of attention to the whole border fucking shenanigans going on down there, man. Diane.
Do you see what they released in the Rio Grande?
Dude, yes, man. Thank you for bringing that up. What was it? Talk about that real quick.
I forget how many alligators it was. Was it 100 or 1,000?
Brilliant.
It was a shit ton.
Brilliant.
And they're like, fuck it, they can live here. It's seasonal form. If it doesn't get cold enough to where they're going to die, they can kind of hibernate. They put them all in the fucking river and, all right, go ahead, cross now. I was like, holy fuck, nice.
Yeah, it's like the old, like when you were a kid and you like would see the castles with the alligators in the moat.
Yeah.
You know, like that's such a brilliant, and from what I understand, it wasn't even the government that did it, right? It was like local, like just random people that had fucking a shit ton of alligators for some reason.
I think so. No, nobody, I don't think even now, I haven't heard anybody pinpoint who actually did it. They haven't figured it out yet. So I was just like
the government, to be honest.
Yeah. You know, hey, we're going to give you some extra money. Why don't you, in the cover of darkness, in our cover, go release these into the river?
Yeah, because who just has 1,000 alligators? Like, it couldn't really be a coordinated private farming effort unless a bunch of private alligator farms got together without any kind of digital paper trail or anything. Because, you know, that you'd think that would be illegal if the government wants these illegals to come in. And then some random, like, concerned citizens are going to go and just release alligators so that they get fucking eaten by alligators. But, yeah, dude, what a great B-movie that would be. Cartel versus Alligators. That is an awesome movie idea.
Apparently, right? my ex went down.
Dude, I know. We're just getting censored everywhere, man. It's kind of wild.
Which is weird because, like, you can post the most crazy shit now on X. And not even get really censored.
Well, we led with Moloch and Verizon. That's probably not a good spot to start. But that's, you know, true. What? I mean, I would rather, you know, get censored for putting the truth out there than, you know, just have stupid brain dead content that, you know, contributes to this dumb machine that we're living in. But, okay. So this is, I believe this was from TikTok, so I have to find it. I can't save TikTok messages on Instagram.
You're supposed to set, if you get those, forward them to me, because I can more often than not download them. That's what. Well,
tell me what to do. No, I'm just kidding.
Just if you can, save it, download it, and then email it to me. And then that, all my clips that I play, they're all the TikTok clips, and they're already brought up. I don't even have to share my screen. I can just upload them right into EVMUX. That's what makes it.
Well, no, I'm retarded. I just didn't save this one. It is, in fact, gotcha, an Instagram one. But in the future, I will definitely send those if I remember, which, you know, 50-50 shot of that. But, okay, so check this out. Following up, sticking with this eclipse. And the reason why, you know, people might be like, why are they beating this into the ground? I mean, why not? What else is going on, right? There's this whole weird story going on with Kate Middleton, right? Where she's like got a body double. Did you see that the freaking Buckingham Palace, or the hell they is in charge of these people, they hired a like world famous world famous Kate Middleton. Is that her name? Kate, the princess whatever?
Princess Kate, yeah.
Yeah, they hired a freaking world-famous Kate Middleton impersonator to be her body double and, like, pretend that she's her. So everyone there in England is like, that's the famous, you know, impersonator. That's not her. Where is she?
Well, I did see a video. I don't know how true it is, but apparently she had abdominal cancer and was diagnosed back in January. That's why she hasn't been seen, and they supposedly have been kind of keeping it hush-hush. I don't know how much truth there is to that. You know what I mean? Others were speculating that, you know, the king died or this and that, you know, so much speculation. But, you know, who knows? But I did see the stunt double, or not stunt double, but the body double or whatever has been floating around and people pointing it out. You know, I don't, could the video I seen of her saying, yes, I was diagnosed with abdominal cancer, could that have been a deep fake AI? Absolutely. You know, it's right. It's hard to believe anything you see these days.
Well, yeah, there's remember that one clip we showed? It was maybe two or three episodes ago where they were doing that weird ceremony with like the flag covered up, and there was like a black horse or some shit involved. And we were thinking, and the theory was that since the Rothschild dude died, that maybe that ceremony was for him, but maybe it was for Middleton. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? Like,
yeah.
I don't think necessarily that she died. One of my buddies, I don't know if you've met him. He lives out in Colorado. I'll leave his name out for now, but pretty smart dude. Tapped in. He worked for a big bank.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking I remember who you're talking
about. Yeah, super cool dude. And he was thinking that William, who's her husband, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Probably also her brother as well. We know how these people operate. But her husband potentially did something wrong, like either cheated or got caught, like, you know, doing some horrible things with kids or something, and she wanted out of the picture, but divorce is like real bad at that level, right? So they wanted to, you know, keep it on the hush. I don't know. I don't think she's dead though.
I don't think so either. I did hear that theory as well floating around, that he got caught doing something or cheated with I don't know if it was the nanny or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Anytime you get information on this family that I quit giving a fuck since 1776, I'm that old.
As shit, then.
I am very old. I'm going to be 250 years old here in a couple of years. So, you know, there is that. But, you know, it's like reading the Enquirer. Or, you know what I mean? You don't know what's true or how much, like, they could take the most bizarre account of something and make it seem so bizarre, but that could actually be the truth, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you're not going to believe it because the Enquirer type shit.
Yeah, 100%. And you know who we should have on? I can't believe that I hadn't thought about this before, but you know how, like, we especially like having women on, because it's a nice dynamic having a, you know, woman voice involved. Miss Embley, dude, she's talked about this a lot, and she's posted about it a lot, and she's been sharing a lot of really good information on her Instagram. So maybe we can reach out to her.
Absolutely.
And see if she'd like to come on next week or something. Cause yeah, it's nice having a female voice every once in a while, not too often, not every day, but I'm just kidding. But no, every once in a while, I think it's a cool change up. Okay. So now I'll answer after people probably forgot about what the black gentleman there was talking about. We'll give it some answers, okay? So he's asking questions. Why is the sun going this way versus this way?
Yeah.
This guy explains it very well, and Victoria is the one that shared this with me. You can see my screen, correct?
No, I cannot.
I don't know why. It says I'm sharing.
Here, I'll show you what I see. That's what I see. Just a little bloop.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's nothing.
So, yeah, I'll click this, and then we'll start playing it. Here we go.
Okay. Nothing. I don't have anything on my end.
Can you hear it?
There's nothing playing.
Well, what the fuck? Are we getting censored more? Okay, so show your...
Okay, now something popped up.
Okay. Weird. All right, here we go. I'll try it again.
Curious about the solar eclipse? I think a lot of people are. But yep. I keep getting this one question that I want to help everyone with. And that one question, it's talking about the path of the eclipse, how it's starting here and going across. And they're asking, how is that possible if the sun on the flat Earth model is circling coming this way? Well, I'll show you. First, let me show you how they're actually moving and how the eclipse works. And thank you, Awakening Truth, for this beautiful model. The sun and moon circling around us. The sun is moving a little faster than the moon. So eventually it catches up and it covers the moon and it gives us the shade. And if they're moving in this path from east to west, let's look how that shadow would work. Okay, so in this example, we're calling my fist the moon, and I'm holding a flashlight above my fist, and I'm starting the flashlight on this side, so this would be the east, and I'm going to be moving that flashlight from east over the moon going west, and let's see what the shadow does. Okay, so I'm moving right now the light from right to left or east to west, and you notice that shadow is going the opposite direction of the light. In this picture you keep seeing, this is the path of the shadow. So the shadow is going like this as the sun is moving across, because the sun is moving faster than the moon. So it's like, here's my flashlight, here's the moon. And that shadow is going just like that. So it makes sense, just like it should on the flat Earth model, the model you actually live on. So hopefully this makes a little bit more sense to you now. And if it doesn't, DM me or ask me questions in the chat, because I love to help.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Now that makes sense. Now that it was dumbed down for my idiotic brain to and with a good visual, okay, that makes sense. The sun is going from east to west. The shadow is what's going to go in the opposite direction. So, all right. I'm good now.
It makes a ton of sense. And not to give that guy, the original guy, any shit, because it's a profound thought. It's interesting to think about that.
Well, but dude, it had me thinking, because I was just like, what the fuck? Like, the sun's going from west to east? Like, actually going from southwest to northeast is the trajectory. And I was just like, this doesn't make sense.
Well, and the reason why I would do that is because, you know, according to this guy's theory, and it sounds like the other gentleman was a flat earther as well, right? Mm-hmm. The first guy from the first clip about this. So it would make sense why it's going like that, kind of like cross diagonaling, because the model that we're told about the globe, and I'm not a flat earther, I'm not a glober. I don't know what the fuck we live on. Probably neither, to be honest. So with the globe, it would be a lot more pretty. Like it would be a straighter, kind of like it would go from California over to like Florida or some shit. You know what I mean? Tennessee, whatever. Straight line kind of thing. But this goes diagonal and curving, because if we're living on a disc, and instead of seeing the world how we see it, where it's all nice and straight, it's warped around a circle. So that would make some sense, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't spend too much time thinking about it, because I don't think we'll ever know the answer until we're dead, what we really live on. But, you know, it's an interesting thought, and the guy had a good idea bringing that up, but he's just asking questions. He has zero answers. So it helps when you actually get an answer to this stuff. Got one more thing on the eclipse. I don't know if you have anything else on it.
I do not.
Okay. I'll share this real quick, and then I'll kick it to you, and we can get off this eclipse. We only got like what? What is it? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? About 2 weeks until this thing hits. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, this is more Christian based, and I don't know whether to believe the guy or not, but it's definitely an interesting story. Here we go.
The sheriff called me yesterday, and after he got done telling me everything inside this meeting that was happening, I pretty much was nerve rattled after what I heard. But I'm going to tell you what the emergency, what's behind this emergency for the solar eclipse, what's the deeper intel. And not only that, how they want emergency communication systems to be implemented, what specific groups they're going to be targeting. We're about to get into all that right here, and information that I did separate research to try to link up and confirm more on this scenario. So he gets on the phone with me yesterday after they have this meeting. Who's this meeting with? It's with Homeland Security. So, and he said there were New York instructors there. I have a list right here. I took notes of every single thing that he said because I couldn't record his voice. Obviously, he's trying to stay discreet. He said they were focusing on anti-vaccine people, anti-government people, preppers, Trump supporters. He even goes into deeper in the scenario what we're going to get to here in a second. But he said they didn't want the public to have any communication between each other. Any communication at all. And we told you yesterday that sheriff that came out and said it could be a potential terror attack. Well, we got more intel on what could actually happen in the solar eclipse, but just listen to this 23-second clip really quick.
But that's not all that he's concerned about.
That people want to do us harm, use an event like this where a lot of people are gathered to do some type of terror event.
The director of the Lake County Emergency Management Agency told me they've been preparing for the solar eclipse now for about 2 years.
They've been preparing for this for 2 years. Imagine that, for 2 years. That sounds like a lot of preparation going into that. And in the video yesterday, I told you the military is getting into a building that they won the Allied War in World War II. Just Ida Bell, which you can find that video after this video. But let's get into this right now. So they don't want any communications between us. And what is the big event that they're doing? This is what he told me inside of Homeland Security yesterday they were talking about. He said, during the solar eclipse, while people are all out there looking, they're planning, the intel that they've got is a possible biological attack on people while the solar eclipse is freaking happening. Yes, I just said that, while the solar eclipse is happening. And you're like, okay, well, where are they going to do that? Well, all the people out for the solar eclipse, I'm potentially believing, could be targets. Okay, so this is not speculation. This is totally inside information about what they said. And they're talking about how the first responders' mental health, they need to prepare because their mental health is going to be very, very, you know, out of whack after this. So when he told me that they potentially might be doing a biological attack, that's the intel. Who's going to be doing it? I don't know. But however, I looked deeper and then I seen that 3 weeks ago, none of us was paying attention to the fact that the FBI just had a training drill for a biological attack and they're getting hospitals ready for it. So I want you to look at this video clip real quick and just look at what we all missed. And how this lines up with...
This is longer than I thought, but it's interesting, I think.
Multiple local hospitals are now better prepared to handle a potential emergency. The FBI spent time in three ERs today in our area, walking doctors, nurses, and other staff through what they could do in case of a bioterrorism disaster. 11 News reporter Elmer Mejia-Segastumi is joining me live from Penrose Hospital, one of the locations that participated. An agent with the FBI told you that disasters like these help improve communications, or disaster exercises, I should say, help improve communication among staff and others.
Adam, a hospital official says that these drills are important in keeping the staff on their toes and prepared. They say the staff hospital does numerous drills throughout the years. It helps them determine what needs the hospital may have depending on the situation. Special Agent David Autry says no drill ever goes 100% perfectly, but they consider every drill a success because it helps them identify the things the FBI and hospitals need to improve on. Hospital officials say the disaster scenario was a toxin put in people's milk. The goal was to monitor how departments and agencies communicated with one another.
There's a need for all of us. There's no one single agency that can handle this alone. Again, we handle that law enforcement investigation, the lead from the federal side, but that includes our state and local partners from law enforcement, includes public health. When you look at a WMD event, it's going to require all partners to come together.
The FBI and local hospitals say that after these disaster scenario exercises,
appreciate that super chat. Now, I have so much more to tell you. But please, while we're live right now, while you're watching this, share this out, more importantly, to your friends, to your family, to all the people that's going to be going through the solar eclipse, so we can potentially avert them getting hit with biological materials that is probably going to be dispersed on crowds when this event happens. That's the inside intel, and there's more intel than that that we're going to get to right now. Target list, let's talk about how they're telling law enforcement in this meeting with Homeland Security, they're telling them on the population that, hey, look, we need you to enforce information because during the last pandemic, everything got out of hand. We need you to track their cell phones, which they did in the last pandemic. We need you to basically be in control. And why do you think all the communication systems are upgrading? You see all these counties saying, oh, we got to upgrade the communication systems. And then you see where they're having all these meetings and stuff like that for the communication systems. So the reason they don't want any communication between us, because they said how the public was distrusting all of them, how we distrusted them during the ongoing operations of the first pandemic, because we're not just talking about what's happening in the solar eclipse. We're talking about the potential next plan, which he gets into here and he talks about every single virus they talk about. And when I'm looking here, that's because I got this list. I told you I took notes. I wrote down all this stuff when he was talking to me on his phone call. So the communication basically is the reason why emergency stuff is coming out right now is because we're not going to have communication with each other. They're going to make sure that he said it's only going to be cell phone communication. Like, you're going to get emergency alert. The emergency systems, like I was saying, they're not going to be able to be like, you're going to have your Faraday bag ready, because the tracking system, somebody says, thank you, sis, Steven, appreciate you. No problem. So the emergency systems, you need to get your Faraday bags ready, because they're going to be tracking you actively. They're going to be looking into that. They're going to be basically trying as much as possible to get who's on the target list. So the next thing is, they talked about a lot of different virus things, virus scenarios. We want to get into that right now. And he was talking about the deer situation, right? The zombie deer thing. He said that was one thing that they said was going to jump to humans. And basically, since that's in a lab somewhere, you already know what's going on with that. They're whipping it up and they're going to try to make something jump. He also said that in his meeting with Homeland Security, they were talking about how they were going to be ready to lock people in their houses. And he gave me this map as well. So the map is pretty much, he said, this is public knowledge right here. And this is basically the map here. So whenever environmental supposedly disasters happen, this is the response in all the states. And they call this apple tree map. Interesting. So moving past that, he said the main things inside his Homeland Security meeting that they talked about, well, they were going to need to install certain people for the CDC's interest, meaning politicians that's puppets. They talked about Ebola. They talked about COVID, measles, and like I just said, the brain wasting disease. How to map out, this is the part where it gets crazy. Obviously, we've got some rain about to come, but we're going to be able to finish this before that happens. Mass casualty. How to map out the population and round up the homeless. So this is another thing they're talking about within these meetings. He's going to have a meeting also coming up. So you want to stay around because Monday I'll be telling you about the next meeting, which martial law is what they're talking about in that one. But they're talking about locking people into their homes. Two, he said that they're going to try to get religious people on board with getting people to get the vax. So basically saying that the churches, the preachers and stuff like that, they're going to go around and they're going to have campaigns to try to push them to get you to trust them when they pull out this next version of whatever the pandemic is so that you can go and take, you already know what they're going to be pushing. Somebody says, we are real out here, JWTV. Yeah, we are real. And this is all getting real. And I'm telling you, this information here, extremely. He said this was the composure of Homeland Security. They were extremely, like, worried, he said. Like, extremely worried. And so the first day was supposed to be an exercise. He said there was no exercise. And also they didn't allow any cell phones in the building because they didn't want anybody recording anything. So all the information here that I'm giving you, like, you're not going to get it anywhere else. This stuff should be spread out massively. Do you know how many lives could be saved during this event just because we avert this? And we know people are still going to say, well, I'm not going to not go. I'm going to go anyway. But let them do that. But the problem is the people who don't know, if this doesn't get to them, they don't have a chance to basically avert what's coming. And that means that all of us should be prepared and ready if they're going to spread something biological. That's how the first half of this next event begins. Spreading something biological. All these people, hundreds of thousands of people out there. After that, they go back home. They go wherever they go. And then from there, it just amplifies and spreads. So this information here is like so critical. And I'm leaving it on you. I'm leaving on every last one of you to choose the choice to get it out to others because that's all I can do. YouTube is not going to do that. It's really up to you at this point. And if you just tuned in the video and don't know what's going on, you got to watch the full video again. The video yesterday I put out linking to this is really...
Okay, it sounds like there's some plugs and stuff after that. What do you think, man? I mean, it seems like this guy from the comments, as we were playing that video there, I was going through... And apparently this guy puts out a lot of this kind of doomsday information. Sounds kind of like a QAnon type dude, not making any assumptions. But, there's a comment in there saying, like, this is just like 2000, 2012. This is like the election. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that it's just a bunch of fucking, like, you know, distractions and bullshit? Or do you think, just what are your thoughts?
There's a lot to unpack with this. First of all, I don't know if we, I think we did cover it. There was a sheriff's meeting, the annual sheriff's meeting, I don't know, a month or so ago, maybe right around January, somewhere in there. And the one sheriff kind of came out, I think he was from Ohio, and he's like, look, shit's not good. There's some shit coming down that they're warning us about, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Now you fast forward a little bit. And you get up to this eclipse. Now, what we've been covering so far with this eclipse, silly eclipse, big eclipse, whatever you want to call it, we first started reporting, it's weird, businesses and schools are closing that day. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why would they do that? Well, to play along with what this guy just said, so everybody can go out and watch it. Okay. Odd. Then, what it also reminded me of is, what did we have right before the last election? A plandemic.
We had an eclipse.
No. Oh, a plandemic.
Sorry, we had that after the election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a plandemic that ushered in all this craziness, right? So is this another way for them to use a natural event to steer a certain agenda, to keep certain roles and people in power going? Possibly. I did think it was funny that Apple map that he Apple tree or whatever map that tree. He showed right up where the Dakotas and Wyoming and all that, it was all blue around there except for those states. What caught my eye is it formed a white cross.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm still trying to kind of process this video. To be honest, there was times I was kind of tuning out, but he would say things and I was like, oh shit, okay, yeah. I don't know. It's either going to be a natural event and nothing's going to happen, or it could be a conspiracy theorist wet dream and shit's going to fucking hit the fan.
Who knows?
One or two.
Now, this is pretty cool. I saw on one of the comments, someone mentioned this. I was going to ask, like, are other countries worried about this? Are other countries doing anything? And they're not. I mean, I don't know if you can, I'm going to stop sharing this and I'll go over to this other screen. But it's really just going over the United States, which is weird. And it makes me wonder if, can like the government like manufacture fake eclipses? You know what I mean? But yeah. This is the path that it's taking. Do you see that?
Nothing yet.
Okay, let's see if it'll pop up. It should. You should see some colors.
But
nothing.
Nothing yet. The fact that it is going over the U.S., and we're, you know, we're the whore of Babylon in a lot of Eastern countries' eyes in religious thinking. I don't know. It's weird. And we're coming up on the 250-year mark of a country. And you've covered this probably a year or so ago on, you know, that's right around the tipping point where our country either stays or it falls to shambles.
Right. Okay, you still can't see nothing? You should be able to now. Nothing?
Mm-mm. Where are you sharing from? What is
it's from the internet.
Are you sharing your tab?
What do you mean? Yeah. It's just so weird. And I can't even send you things on this chat. It's fucking annoying, man. I don't think that we're being censored intentionally, but if we are, the fucking FBI or whatever needs to get a fucking life, because this is not going out to that many people. It's wild that there's this many difficulties with this fucking show.
It's a Pisces thing,
I guess. Try one more time. Because it's just timeanddate.com. Nothing still.
It says you're trying to share your screen, but I just see the little blanks. Here's what I see. This is that. See that little gray thing? That's all I see on my side.
It's showing that you're seeing it. Like I can see it on your screen. So that's weird. I mean, it's just, this is why, like, one of the many reasons I've been so frustrated with fucking podcasting lately is because, like, none of my shit works. It's weird. It's a pain in the ass. And it's probably user error, but it's fucking annoying. So basically what it is, it shows that, you know, there's an S that comes from, I mean, imagine being in the middle of the ocean and seeing this shit, right? That'd be fucking terrifying.
That would be weird.
There's an S. That'd be wild. So it looks like you're going to get a great view of this. It's probably going to get pretty much damn near pitch black where you're at. Where I'm at, it's going to get about 50%. It'll darken about 50%. But it's like an S. It goes basically like if you were to take Alaska and go down, like if you were to go to where the Suez Canal or whatever the fuck, and go straight over and straight down from Alaska. It starts there.
Panama Canal?
And then it does an S. Huh?
The Panama Canal?
Yes, the Panama Canal. Sorry. Panama Canal.
Oh, hold on. It just popped up.
Oh, cool. Fucking 30 minutes late after I'm done describing it.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Now you can re-describe it.
Oh, wow. You can see it.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That is weird. Like, how that would be fucking freaky as shit to be out in the middle of the fucking ocean and see something like this happen.
Like right here?
Yeah. I mean, think if this happened way back in the day before technology, you'd just be like, oh my God, the world's ending. The world's ending.
Well, they probably knew it was coming, you know, very, very much so because, you know, like you said, that was like their first TV.
Yeah, true, true.
They started predicting this shit. But yeah, like imagine being like the first humans to see the first eclipse. Like, the fuck are you thinking at that point? But yeah, man, it's literally, you can see it's just the United States and part of Mexico. Like, it's nothing, it's not a worldwide thing, which is weird. I've never heard of that, and that's according to this. But that was going to be my next question is like, are Americans just panicking about this because we're addicted to doom and gloom? Or is the whole world kind of doing weird shit like this? And it sounds like it would be just Americans.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to reach out to some other people. Maybe reach out to Drew and see what they're you know, kind of reporting over there on it. You know what I mean? Because obviously it's not really hitting Australia, but I do have a few friends in England and what have you that I could possibly reach out to. But I wonder how that S that you just had up, because that was a round Earth map. I wonder how that S would line up on a flat Earth map, just for shits and giggles. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. I don't care either way. But it's just weird when you put something on a flat Earth map. It just seems to be more logical a lot of times than this round Earth map.
Yeah, maybe it would be more of a straight line on a flat Earth map.
Could,
you know. We could probably, someone could probably figure that out just by taking that model and then, you know, using a flat Earth map. But I don't know what else you got. I know you said nothing else on the eclipse, but yeah, there's just a lot of wild theories being floated out there. A lot of people talking about things. This is the first I've heard of, you know, a potential, bio attack.
Yeah.
But, it makes sense. It's for fun theory, but I wouldn't worry about it too much.
I got a cool little thing I was going to play last week. We just didn't get time to do it on the pyramids. And I would really love to sit down and talk to this guy, like, for a couple hours, like, have him on the show. You know what I mean? Like, this guy, we've played a couple of his clips. He's the one that reported that big black satellite. I forget what it was, that, like cube that just kind of hovers in, quote-unquote, outer space that gives off this frequency. Had something to do with Batman, I think. I forget what it was called. But we'll go to the pyramids.
I have to piss like a racehorse, so I'll stick around.
In Egypt, right? You have the three main pyramids everyone kind of really knows of. They're aligned with the Orion star system. Not now, but on a particular precessionary period, they align with Orion. But then you look at the three pyramids at Teotihuacan in Mexico, which used to be Mesoamerica. Well, they're also aligned with the Orion star system at a particular precession. Not only that, here goes the evidence that they're linked. The base of the Great Pyramid at Giza and the base of the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan, Mexico, are the same. The Great Pyramid height and the Teotihuacan...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you while he was talking.
Oh, was it still playing?
Yeah.
Oh, everything froze on you. No, everything froze on my end.
Yeah. Jeez. So stupid.
All right. I'll try.
It was cool. Yeah. He was talking about like aquifers and how, you know, the Egyptian aquifer dried up. I'm going to piss. See if you can figure it out real quick. This show's gone to shit. It's fun still.
It's all right.
I mean, Jesus.
Go pee. I have a decently long clip that I'm going to play about Dollar General and the corruption that is going on with Dollar General stores.
Oh, I hate Dollar General, so I hope they go under. Every employee at a Dollar General, with the exception of one girl, there's one girl that's very sweet at this Dollar General here. And I kind of feel bad for her. Every time she has like this auto response. You know how like you go up and I don't know about you, but when I go up to a cashier, I always go, hey, how's it going? You know, before I just start setting my shit down. And she has this auto response where she says, great, loving the job, like every time. And it's like, you love this job? Really?
Right.
It's nice, right? It's a nice thing. Because I'd like to think that people like their jobs. But like every once in a while, man, she'll tell me like stories about her life. And like it sounds like she loves being at that place because her home life sucks so bad. Ooh. Like she lives at someone else's house. She has to do the dishes for these people. They don't really appreciate it. They always leave it stinky and shit. But it sounds like basically like she kind of has like a hard life and just loves being at Dollar General because it's not her house. And it's sad, dude. But she's the only person that I would feel bad for if that Dollar General went tits up.
Yeah, that would suck. I'm trying to get it to play here. Let's see if it'll.
Oh yeah, good luck, man. Someone's targeting us.
Yeah, we're getting hacked. But here it is. We'll see if it plays the whole thing.
Yeah, that's bad. It's not quite done yet.
Okay, because I don't see anything on my end.
Hopefully, it's playing through on your audio at least.
No, it's not. I'm sitting here in complete.
Okay, silence. Well then, fuck it. Just you can. You can end it, because if they're just hearing nothing this whole time, that's not good.
The funny thing is, though, it was going out live, so I don't know. It just, I couldn't, it froze at one point on my end, but at Dollar General, they're pieces of shit.
Yeah, I was thinking it could be just the dipshit employees there. Like I said, there was that manager that just ruined Dollar General for me. There's the, like I said, the one good person that works there, but everyone's just so fucking slow mentally and physically that works there, it seems like. And usually, like I like to say, well, I'm not trying to bash, you know, the gas station worker or whatever. The employees at Dollar General are retarded. So, you know, and if one of you out there works for them, you're probably retarded too. Not your fault, but you know, whatever. Sometimes people are just retarded. But yeah, man, it's, if they're not going out there and changing it, that is illegal for sure. I think it's called like standards and weights and standards or measurements and weights or some shit like that. But there's a board that basically oversees, you know,
the way
that makes sure that the store has to absolutely honor the price that is shown there.
I think it's the Ways and Means Committee.
Or Weights and Measurements, I think is what it is.
It could be.
Ways and Means. Interesting. I never heard that. But yeah, man. I say we cut this a little early since we don't know what's going on. We might just be fucking wasting our time here. I'm down to chat with you after this to see if we can figure out what exactly is going on. But
all right.
I had a few more things, probably not worth bringing up because, you know, my thing goes live about 15 minutes after I hit the go live button or share screen button. So yeah, man, fun episode. Fuck whatever's messing with us. It's so annoying. You know what I mean? Like, dude, so I released, I tried to do this the other day. I mentioned on my Instagram, this is why I don't like doing this, but on my Instagram, I said, hey, I'm going to release this episode about AI helping spread disinformation. I'm going to release the episode later tonight, right? Recorded the episode, 45 minute episode, right? For some reason on my computer, it will not save. So I can't export the audio. And it just happens randomly. It'll happen just randomly on certain shit. So, I mean, that's why. It's not like I'm not trying to put out content. It's that for whatever reason, every once in a while, I just can't. Like, it just won't let me. So, it's not my intention, guys.
I would ask your boss if you could use the computer that they got you to do some of that. I would. The way you talk about them, I guarantee you they'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? We don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't care. I can use that computer for whatever I want. I just don't want to get it bogged down. And there's nothing wrong with this computer other than just the, you know, it has to be plugged into the Roadcaster in order for me to hear shit. Everything else works perfect. So I don't know. It's frustrating. I feel like, you know, maybe it's not meant to be for me to do this stuff more, but I still like doing it. Right. So like I'm going to do it as much as I can, but just, it's one of those things, man, you get discouraged. And like when you just sit there and fucking research for 3 or 4 hours and then record for 45 minutes and then you can't put it out. It's incredibly frustrating. So
I can only imagine. Do you have anything funny to end on?
Well, no clips because the fucking thing's probably not going to play it. But yeah, man, just, you know, I'm trying to think of anything funny happened this weekend. Oh, Kim was sharing this thing with me too, where this supposedly Harvard or some shit found out that if you lose every 35 pounds overweight you are as a man, your dick shrinks in size about an inch when it's hard. So if you lose that weight, your dick grows an inch for every 35 pounds overweight you are. So I don't think that that's true at all. I think it's just a comparative thing, like a, you know, 6-inch dick on a huge fat dude is going to look smaller versus a 6-inch dude on a skinny dude.
Right.
Right. So I think that that's all that that is. And, you know, this is the zillennial education system, like this current education system where people can just say shit and it just makes sense in their heads. Like, oh yeah, that's a fact. And we go to Harvard, so we can really make it a fact.
Well,
I think it's bullshit.
It's no different than if you take a 6'6" woman that has double D boobs, they're going to look like maybe C's, maybe a big B. But if you put those same boobs on a girl that's like 5'10", 5'11", they're going to look fucking beautiful. You know what I mean? They're voluptuous. Yeah. It's no different. You know, whatever. I do
have. Yeah, the same thing with like football players. You know, they all have the same numbers, double digit numbers on their chest, but on the linemen, it looks tiny because they're huge bodies.
Yeah.
Versus on like the little skinny wide receivers. You know, the same size. You know, that number 99 is going to look smaller on the fat dude that's a lineman versus the shredded little athlete. So. Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought it was bullshit, but it was just funny because like the commentary on it was like, you're going to have guys now rigging the system where they try to gain 35 pounds and then lose it just so that their dick keeps growing, you know? But yeah, it's stupid, man. Just dumb.
I do have good reports.
So you know that we're doomed. The Ivy League schools are starting to put out studies like this because it's clickbait.
I think they've been doing it for a long time. I did get some feedback. Everything on the live broadcast was coming through fine. So it's just probably internet glitching on my end, maybe your end as well for some of the things, probably my end. But I do have this one little funny clip. I'm going to try and play it. It's only a minute or so. Okay. But I think you'll get a laugh.
It's gotta be fake, but it's hilarious. You know, I'll see if this will pull up because you reminded me, we're talking about demons. This is very interesting. Again, sent by Kim. She's trying to become a real reporter here.
Oh, that's good.
Contributor.
She needs to contribute to society.
She does.
Okay. Get out there and
see.
Boots on the ground. Get some good reporting in. Have her go down to the border. Get a good report from the border.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good if she'd go out there and do that.
Is she bilingual?
Okay, so
is she bilingual?
Capture thing. No. She used to think she was. Okay. It says, I have no internet connection. Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly fine.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if this will share, and then I'm getting the fuck out of here because this is driving me insane right now. Can you see my goddamn screen? I'm sharing right now.
Nothing.
Can you see?
I have the little icon that says you want to share your screen, so give it maybe a minute.
Okay, well, maybe it's just going to take a little bit. It might just take a little while. So basically what's going on is that people, and just interrupt me when this pops up, because it should. It just seems like it's taking a long time. People are sporadically and just kind of randomly seeing what people are calling demon faces, and there's a new disease about this, like, you know, how usually for disease symptoms, you'll have like a, you know, pissing blood or it's hard to shit or whatever, right? But this symptom of this disease is seeing demons, right? People's faces morphing into demons. And when you see it, if we get to show it, it just looks like lizard people. It looks like literally what these people are seeing are people morph into like lizard people, dude. It's pretty fucking wild. It's only a minute clip, but we'll see if it even will share.
Okay.
Let me pretty freaking
spotlight it. Now, I'll play it, and then I'll reserve my comment that I was just going to comment afterwards. So go ahead and play.
Okay. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear it.
Well, scientists are also using technology to better understand a rare disorder called PMO. In short, it causes people to see demonic faces everywhere. Researchers at Dartmouth, they created a digital representation of what one person has been experiencing. The resulting images just published in a medical journal out of the blue. The man started noticing that people's faces around him looked like their ears, noses, and mouths were stretched back and other things were distorted. Scientists don't know the cause of PMO, but the patient in the study did suffer both carbon monoxide poisoning and a head injury.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to take in.
Pretty creepy.
It is. I'm glad we watched the video because now I have a little bit maybe more to add, but it's not going to be a profound thing. I was first going to say, do you think it's the SSRIs that people are on, all these antidepressants and what have you, side effect type things? Now, at the end of this, they're like, well, the guy did suffer carbon monoxide poisoning and a head injury. Dude, concussions make you see some fucked up things, okay? And hear fucked up things for a little bit. You're just like, what the I've had a few concussions.
It's a bruise on your brain.
Yeah.
So that makes sense that you might, your auditory system is going to be a little fucked.
Yes. And your eyesight. Like, I've had a couple concussions in my life. And, dude, the moment that fucking head trauma hits, things slow way the fuck down. Things get kind of really distorted. I've heard Mario game noises from back in the day going through my mind as I'm, being concussed. So, yeah, all right, let me pop you in the fucking head hard enough. I think you're gonna see some fucking demon looking people with their mouth stretched. People are gonna look funny.
Yeah, well, apparently it's not just one person. They reference one person there, but there's a name for the disease.
Yeah, true.
So, they wouldn't just name it, I wouldn't think. But that, to me, like, you see their faces, they look like reptilians. So you wonder if people are seeing people shapeshift. That would be kind of wild, man.
That would be.
A new thing all of a sudden that's out there. So, I don't know. Kind of wild, but I thought it was fun, and definitely it'd be fucking trippy if that happened to you.
That would be. Hey, Ryan. I'm seeing things without putting the sunglasses on.
Yeah, pretty wild, man. But let's wrap. I know we usually go a little longer than this, but this whole thing's got me frustrated right now. We'll get into cunt of the week, which is probably not going to play the music, but let's see.
Yeah, we shall see. Here we go.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
I'm hearing it. Here it is. Big cunt.
All right.
Who's your cunt of the week?
I'm trying to think what we covered. I'm going to go Dollar General this week. Cunt of the week.
Hey, that's good. That is a solid cunt of the week. Absolutely horrible establishment there. I don't know who I'll go with.
Yeah, it's hard. Because we didn't really cover much politics this week.
Yeah, we didn't cover anyone specifically. I'll go with, I'll second Dollar General. I think that's the number one. What else did we get into?
We got into the royal family.
I was here the whole time.
We got into
the royal family.
We did a lot on the eclipse, which really can't be a cunt of the week, but it could be if they're planning an attack. Man,
the Homeland Security could be cunt of the week. I'll say, you know, whoever is making this, if there is a person that is making this difficult for us to fucking stream, because I don't know why we got banned. I got banned on Instagram right now. You got banned on, what was it, X?
Yes. It stopped my Twitter. X feed. However, I just checked it, and it somehow was still going.
Okay, well... Just whatever even though is fucking with the computers.
Yeah, I even terminated, like I got the red banner, I even terminated the broadcast, and it was somehow still going.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're kind of the weak, whatever is missing with the internet. It is cloudy here, and honestly, as weird as that sounds, when it's cloudy here, when it's not really supposed to be, the internet sucks. Oh. I don't know why, that doesn't even fucking make sense.
Chemtrails.
Well, and dude, Arizona is making clouds now, man. Like that's a legit thing. There's cloud farms like here in Arizona where it's not just chemtrails, they're coming up from the ground. And it's been extra cold here for this time of year. You know, this is when it's supposed to start warming up a little bit. It's been cold as fuck. And there's a lot of clouds. It's constantly cloudy. So chemtrails.
We have a request coming in from the Great Deception podcast. And I think it's a great idea. Okay. Matt says, I'm going to put this up on the screen.
Top contributor shirts. I like that, actually. That's very good. Top contributor to the Cunt Show. To Conspiracy Underground News Team. Did you say that he sent me a video? Because I'm not even going to try and play it.
Yeah, we can try it next week.
Maybe we can do it next week after we figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. But yeah, hey, tell everybody what we are.
We are a lip above, maybe a lip below this week.
Yeah, today.
But, yeah. Okay, so yeah, what Matt sent me earlier is from Miss Embley. Like okay. I said, think that she should come on the show. And it's showing the Kate Middleton AI thing that you were just talking about earlier.
Okay.
So yeah, and it's a poll. And I think, I don't know if she was asking this or if she found somebody that posted this, but you know, basically asking, is this AI or is it human? And of course everyone's going to say AI because probably a lot of them are conspiracy people, right? 96% people saying it is AI and less than 4% are saying it was human. So yeah, definitely weird.
Makes sense. So for everybody out there, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Conspiracy Underground, the Cunt Show. If you
floppy
want
floppy episode, yeah. Sorry.
What's that?
Floppy episode. I don't know why all those technical difficulties went on, but
it happens.
We rolled with
sometimes it happens. And you know what? We're pretty good at rolling through it. So, we've always had, that's kind of like the motto of our show. We've always had technical difficulties some way, somehow, some form. So, if you want to support us, go over to dangerousworld.com, get a cunt shirt.
Dangerous World Podcast.
Or yeah, Dangerous World Podcast. Sorry. Always promoting the old one, but go get a cunt shirt in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themes. Matt, I hope he takes in your idea and puts out a contributor. And
Sure, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
And go get one of those chemtrails in the Pornhub design. Also, don't forget about going to the same website, dangerousworldpodcast.com, for all your conspiracy-themed soaps, all natural, 100% American-made. And don't forget about your pets at purepetwellness.com. Enter DWP or Ghost at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your entire order. That's Ghost or DWP at checkout, and you get 20% off your entire order over at Pure Pet Wellness. Yes. Drew a blank there for a second. Thanks for that.
And I will. Yeah, you stroked out a little. I was worried about that. Now, yeah, I will say, too, you know, the soap sales from the holidays have tapered off very drastically, selling far less soap than we were around the holidays. I mean, if you guys like the soap, buy it. It's cheap. You know, if we don't sell it year round, like at somewhat of a consistent level, there's no reason for us to continue doing it. I understand, you know, it's a great like holiday gift and shit like that, but support it year round. Buy more of it if you like it, right? With the improved packaging and all that stuff, it's nice. So, yeah, just let us know, or let us know if you don't like the scents, give us feedback. Tell us why you're not buying it right now. If you haven't, right? There's people that were buying it every like, you know, month or two. And then now they haven't. So I'm just curious if they got their fill, if it was just kind of a gimmick, what the thing was, because we want to, you know, just make sure that we're putting out cool stuff. So let us know what the story is there. But yeah, if we don't sell more, if we don't sell through this, and then the holidays come around, you're not going to have those good stocking stuffers for the holidays.
Come on now. Christmas is right around the corner.
It's, I mean, it's next month.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But no.
It's like delusional.
They're like, what? You guys are fucking retarded. No, but anyway, thank you guys always for tuning in. Sorry for the technical difficulties. And thank you for transferring over from the Instagram that was apparently glitchy on my end. Obviously, nothing came out on your end because they nixed you. X got taken down too, but Twitch seemed to be running smooth from what everybody said. And if you're on Twitch, we can add your comment right into the screen and have some fun and interact with you a little bit easier. So saying all that, we're going to see you.
Say this.
We're going to say this, yeah. Our wieners are going to see you next Tuesday.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. I told you so. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just want to say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, he is. The dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra Bullock is also a man. Remember when I told you that there ain't no clone? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Remember when I told you about the TV flicker rate? And how it puts your brain in an alpha state? Remember when I told you about germ theory? Remember when I told you about gravity? Remember that? Remember when I told you about Paul McCartney? Remember when I told you about direct energy? Remember when I told you about Monsanto? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Yeah. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia?
remember that. Child trafficking and adrenochrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Yeah, I told you so. Yeah. But you didn't listen. I told you so.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.